Aloha and welcome to the Sobriety Rocks podcast, where each day will bring you hope, inspiration, and valuable tools to help navigate your addiction recovery journey. If you struggle with drugs, alcohol, or behavior addictions like I did, welcome home. Aloha and welcome to episode 21 of the Sobriety Rocks podcast. I'm your host, Kirk Waterman. Today, we're going to talk about crushing your Monday and winning the week. Jack Canfield says, "Decide what you want, believe you can have it, believe you deserve it, and believe it's possible for you." Although I don't have any scientific facts or surveys to back this up, I've read that over 70% of Americans hate Mondays more than any other day of the week. It's my belief that Monday is your chance to get things started off right and lay the foundation for an amazing week. Here's a list of 12 ways to crush your Monday and win your week. Take this, use this, and start your week and every other day off right. The first thing, set a regular bedtime and be disciplined in your bedtime routine. Second, wake up early, use an alarm clock, and do not hit the snooze button. Third, make your bed. If your partner's sleeping when you get up, come back later and make it. Four, get outside and breathe in some fresh air. Even just a few minutes is great. Five, pray. Even just a couple of minutes can do wonders. Six, meditate. 3 to 5 minutes. Number seven, exercise. Get in at least 15 minutes of exercise. Even walking is wonderful. Number eight, read. Just a few minutes of reading is great. Number nine, write. Even just one journal page or a gratitude list, very easy to incorporate in your morning. Number 10, organize your desk or work area and your email. 11, review and adjust your weekly calendar and your to-do list. And then 12, when you finish this, call someone who may need help. I'm recording this at 6:30 in the morning. I've already finished everything except call someone who may need help. The list will be in the show notes. Wake up, knock out the simple list, set your attitude, and see how motivated you are when you finish. You deserve to wake up Monday morning and be excited about the week. Here's to having the best week possible. Aloha. Today we'll close with a brief love and compassion meditation. So please get comfortable, close your eyes, take a few slow, deep breaths, and join me. Silently repeat after me. As I breathe in, I'm filled with love and compassion. As I breathe out, I release all the negative within me. As I breathe in, I'm filled with love and compassion. As I breathe out, I release all the negative within me. I breathe in love and compassion. I breathe out all the negative within me. I breathe in love and compassion. I breathe out love and compassion. Breathe in love and compassion. Breathe out love and compassion. Breathe in love and compassion. Breathe out love and compassion. Place one hand on your heart, the other on top of the first. Deep breath in, bowing your head in gratitude for giving yourself and your heart to this practice. Thank you for joining us today. Aloha. Thank you for joining us for today's Sobriety Rocks podcast. We hope you heard something to help make today all you want it to be and tomorrow better than you thought it could be. Visit recoveryhq.com for additional resources or to contact us directly. See you next time. Aloha.